Friends? Indeed. Support for homosexual marriage and homosexuality itself has reached a milestone. No question about it. Now more than half of Americans say gay marriage should be legal. 53%. Is this a nation under God? How about you? Are you under God's viewpoint? Or do you disagree with him? Interesting questions. You're listening to Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny. There are no neutral viewpoints in our world. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Will you send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Make sure you get the book, The Secret of the Lord, friends. It'll help to anchor your soul in these troubled times. The Secret of the Lord.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of Sharon Harris of Heart and Body Extract. And Sharon's been with us for a long time helping Radio Liberty. We always look forward to having her on once a month as we talk about Heart and Body Extract and really, of course, the benefits so many people have gotten from it. Hi, Sharon. How are things going?
Oh, things are great. And how about yourself?
I think we've got Thomas. We've got Thomas on this evening with us. And hi, Thomas. How are you? Thomas?
Hold on. I just took my Heart and Body Extract.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about who showed you? Sharon, do you want to tell us about Thomas, or should we have Thomas tell us about what happened when he took it?
Oh, I think Thomas.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you about me.
All right. Then why don't you tell us about you? Go ahead.
Okay. I had my first heart attack when I was 37 years old. I was working at a corporation, and they drove me into essentially dying at the age of 37. And I went, you know, of course, got referred to a doctor who put in a single stent or two stents, I think. And then, you know, there was really not a lot of awareness about the Internet back then because we're talking about 92, 93 when the Internet is like fully just being born.
You're going to have to speak up just a little louder, Thomas.
Okay, so my heart stuff started before the Internet was born, and I couldn't do any research on my own. I just had to exist upon what the heart doctor told me.
And so basically you got a stent put in that, for our listeners, that's something, it's a little wire device that widens the artery so that blood get through. Go ahead.
And over the course of the next, you know, from 37 to the age of 52, I had 21 more stents put in, so I've got a total of
21 more stents put in. Go ahead.
21 stents.
Right.
And after each surgery, my health became more and more dire. And after I went to Cambodia for several weeks, and I went to China for another week after that, and I came back, and something had attacked my intestinal system and migrated towards my heart. And I didn't find this out from a natural, I didn't find this out from my heart doctor. I found it out through my naturopath. And I had to have more stents put in, and I died twice on the table. And I went home, and my heart doctor, I shall not mention his name. He saved my life so many times. I cannot denigrate the man. I went home, and I decided I was either going to live or die. So I did some research on the internet, and I found, just sheer luck, or God telling me to look here, I found Heart and Body. You there?
Yes, go right ahead.
And
well, you started taking it. What happened? Because you got a break coming up here. I want to just how long have you been on it now?
It's been about a year.
And have you had any more stents?
I've had no more stents. I've not seen my heart doctor. My cholesterol level is fine. My body is fine. I can walk my dog. I can go to yoga. I can do all the things that I used to do before I had all the stents.
Well, that's great. You hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Thomas McElroy. And so, ma'am, we've heard similar stories many times. Okay, Thomas, so is there anything else you'd like to tell us about certainly how you feel since you started on Heart and Body Extract?
Before I started on Heart and Body, I could not walk up my stairs in my house, and there's only 10 stairs. I could not do that without, eating nitro, literally eating nitro. I started the Heart and Body, and within 3 days, I was able to walk up and down my stairs without chest pain, and then I was able, I set my sights even higher, and I started to walk my dog up and down the street. When I first started, I could not walk but a couple blocks, and then I just kept on pounding and being very, very, very religious about taking my heart and body 3 times a day, because Sharon told me, take it 3 times a day. It doesn't matter when you take it 3 times a day, but you take it 3 times a day. And she also said to drink a lot of water. So I have a high pH water system, and I drank as much water. Now I'm up to about a gallon and a half of water every day. And I take my heart and body religiously. I do Bikram's yoga several days a week. And Bikram's yoga is the hot yoga. And I could not even fathom doing that before I started my heart and body routine. It really has literally saved my life. All of my close friends have said, so what are you doing? You look really great. You look really great. You sound really great, because I'm a musician. But you sound great when you're a musician, right? So I'm playing, because when you play, you have to have the intent of the purpose behind the note. And the intent of the purpose, it takes a lot of spiritual strength to be able to play. So I really feel that heart and body has saved my music, because it has given me my spirit back. It has given me the ability to trust in not only my body, but God, because God gave me the pathway to experiencing heart and body. And Sharon was so kind to start me off on a couple of months free, and that couple of months really, really changed my life. I mean, it really gave me a fresh, new perspective on what optimum health, I think, can be. I don't know if I was born with bad genes or if I was, I'm a musician, and I toured quite extensively.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Thomas McCullough. Well, certainly Thomas was telling us that certainly he really had such bad edge, and he just couldn't go up and down stairs.
Yeah.
And within 3 or 4 days after starting on the nitroglycerin. He was able to go up and down stairs without nitro that he could cut out. He was able to walk his dog and go ever longer distances and to return to yoga and all sorts of activities that things he just couldn't do before in Sydney. Initially, of course, he wasn't able to work, so Sharon helped him with the heart and body, and he took it three times a day. Then he was able to get back working, and he still takes the heart and body three times a day. Are you still taking it three times a day, Thomas?
I take it three times a day religiously. Wherever I am, wherever I go, I preach the gospel of heart and body.
All right, fine. Of course, Thomas is a musician, and he's traveling on a regular basis and back working, and it just transformed his life. Would that be a fair estimate?
That's a fair estimate. I also wrote a book called I Survived the Killing Fields, and I was just on a book tour, and in the midst of the book tour, in a book presentation for a college down in the Bay Area, I realized it was time for me to, you know, knock back my heart and body. And I told my compatriot who I wrote the book about, I said, listen, it's time for me to take a break. I gotta take my medicine. He knows very well that I take my medicine religiously three times a day. So I stopped the presentation. I took my stuff. And at the end of the presentation, there were many college students, and everybody asked me what I was doing. And I'm now what you might want to call a Sharon Harris disciple, you know, because I really think, you know, Sharon in her kindness and her compassion for human life, she really guided me to the point where I was able to, you know, literally, quote unquote, save myself through what she and her compatriots have developed. And I've begun a campaign to tell as many people as I can, wherever I am, no matter who it is, what I've been through and what heart and body has done for me. In fact, today I was up talking to some people, and one of the fellows said, well, I just had a couple of stents put in, and I said, I've got 21 stents. And I told him about my whole history, and then I told him about heart and body, and I took my little palm, you know, I took my little iPod and went out to the internet and directed him to the site. I said, you need to get this, man, because you don't want to end up where I'm ended up. You need to be smarter than I was. You need to understand that I come before you so you can have better health than I have now. So I would recommend that even though you say you're okay, you're really not okay until you take this stuff, until you take heart and body.
Well, that's a pretty good testimonial. Sharon, do you hear lots of testimonies of that nature?
Thomas is very profound. I mean, he had 21 stents. Imagine, 21 stents.
I have two... Arteries on the back of my heart, and they call them full metal jackets, meaning that I have two fully encased arteries on the back of my heart that are fully encased in steel.
Wow.
Well, you're lucky to have survived that, because stents are not my favorite approach, but be that as it may, I'm just glad that you did survive, and I think the fact that they have not clotted while you're taking the heart and body extract is pretty great.
No, they have not. In fact, I don't even, my heart, like I said before, my heart doctor saved my life on so many occasions before I knew about heart and body. I don't really deal with him anymore because I don't think I have to.
All right, fine. Well, I'm just so pleased. Sharon, would you like to go ahead and get your telephone number out, your website, so people would know how to get in touch with you? And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, why our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the product is Heart and Body Extract, which is Sydney, I think it's nine herbs, and Sydney uh, products that are blended together that seem to give excellent, excellent results as far as the heart, and of course, just as far as general health is concerned as well.
I wouldn't say seems to. I would say it does.
It does.
Because in my case, it has been truly revolutionary in giving me my health back.
Well, do you cover this in your book?
No, I don't, because the book really is not about me. The book is about a friend of mine who lived in Cambodia during the Khmer Rouge dictatorship.
Oh, boy.
It's really about his life. So I became a second party. I facilitated his letting go of his painful past. And I'll tell you something. Through heart and body, and understanding what heart and body has done for me, it's enabled me to be a more joyous person, because I no longer feel that I'm constrained by what has happened to me in the past. I feel that as soon as I started taking heart and body, I was a new human being. I was no longer bound by the rules of, well, you have some angina. You better run off to your doctor so you can put some more shit in, excuse me, some more metal in you. Since I've done the heart and body, I've become so much more thankful.
Okay, well, Sharon, certainly, let's go ahead and get your telephone number out, your website,
sure.
And please speak up. We seem to be I want to get this out, and so people can be sure to hear it. Let's get your telephone number, let's get your website, and if you're out in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and let's get Sharon's telephone number and website out. Go ahead, Sharon.
Sure. The phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, and the website is hbextract.com, hbextract.com.
All right, and if you out there in the listening audience and you do have a problem, you can go to our website, readyliberty.com, and there's a flyer, a banner on our homepage that will take you to their website. Well, is the product continuing to move quite well? I know you have people buying this all throughout the world, don't you?
Yes, indeed. With the power of the Internet, we have clients all over the world. Yes, lots of the United States, many in Canada, lots in the UK, and people like Thailand and Singapore and China and Japan and India. So, yes, it's been great. We've been around for 11 years. We've helped many thousands of people, and it is a great joy of my life to help to make a difference in the quality of people's health and help them to get their life back. So it's really a wonderful opportunity, and they've been doing a lot of good. So,
well, why don't you tell our listeners once again what is actually in this product? Because is it 9 different items?
It's actually 10, Dr. Stan.
All right, 10 different items. What are they?
Sure. It's an excellent herbal formula. It's organic. It's wild-crafted. It's liquid. Liquids are the best. It was designed to balance and support the heart and the circulatory system. It has in it garlic. Garlic is known to promote a healthy immune system. It's a powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants can help the body to fight against free radical damage. It also supports healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. Next in importance, and also next in line for the ingredient, is hawthorn berries and hawthorn leaves. Hawthorn's been around for many, many years, and it's something that the doctors used to use in yesteryear. It restores and stimulates the heart and the arterial circulation. It regulates and balances the whole cardiovascular system. Next is coleus. Coleus has been around for over 3,000 years. It's used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs. It supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Motherwort is next. It's a circulatory stimulant and a relaxant and nerve tonic. Next is bilberry. Bilberry is very good for the eyes, especially night vision. It dilates blood vessels, promotes a healthy immune system. Next is butcher's broom. It maintains healthy vascular permeability and assists the circulation. Next is mistletoe. Promotes a healthy immune system. It has a calming effect on the body, supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is kelp. Kelp is used mainly for the iodine and the effect on the thyroid gland. Next is ginger. Ginger supports liver function, is nervine, and stimulates the circulation, especially in the extremities. And then finally, last but not least, cayenne pepper is actually a very important ingredient. This ingredient is used to equalize the blood flow in the body. It enhances the effect of all of the herbs. It'll stimulate the body and organs properly so that they heal and cleanse to function optimally.
Well, Cindy, you know, I think people have to understand that before we had the pharmaceutical products, why we had, you know, these herbs, and they were the foundation of medical practice up until the last 75 years when the pharmaceutical industry took over the practice of medicine. Unfortunately, so much of what goes on today has nothing to do with what benefits the patient. It has everything to do with what benefits and helps the pharmaceutical companies. And certainly these products, these herbs, have been around for thousands of years, and they are still very, very effective. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Sitting, I guess, this evening, Sharon Harris from Heart and Body Extract and Thomas McElroy, who had 21 stents. 21 stents put in, and then he finally got on Heart and Body Extract. And despite the fact he had 21 stents, he certainly couldn't walk upstairs. He had a chronic angina. He was literally chewing on nitroglycerin all the time. But within 3 or 4 days, he was off the nitroglycerin, and he's returned to a normal and healthy and productive life.
Well, it's somewhat normal. When you have 21 stents, okay, you have the kind of damage that I do in my heart because of the stent, it's never going to be 100%.
Okay.
But because of Sharon and what she developed, I'm able to return to a more normal existence than I ever thought would be possible. And to me, that is a godsend. I mean, I'm just so thankful for Sharon every day. You know, I pray for her and her business every day, because it's helped so many people that I try to think of myself as being a prophet, and that anybody who I come across who has been having heart problems or angina or anything at all, I the first thing I do is I recommend that they go out to Heart and Body and get some stuff, start taking it, and watch what happens in their own lives and document that, and then let Sharon know what's going on.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Sharon, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We only have a few minutes left. Sharon, I want you to get your telephone number and your web page out one more time.
Sure. The phone number is 866-295-5305. Again, 866-295-5305. And the website is H as in heart, B as in body, extract.com, hbextract.com.
And as I commented earlier, if you have any difficulty finding it, why, you can go to my website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And just scroll down on the home page, and you'll find a banner there. And you just click on the banner, and that's it'll take you right to her website. Sharon or Thomas, do either one of you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Sharon?
I can't think of anything. Just get yours today. You'll be happy you did. And lots to look forward to in terms of feeling better and having more quality of life. And what we say is, one of our slogans is, Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Exactly, and that's the way I feel. I feel that, you know, it, from my perspective and what I've been through and I've tried, and I've tried so many things on the Internet trying to better my health, that when I came across Heart and Body and what I felt almost instantaneously, I feel that really Sharon and her company are on the cusp of new sciences, in that they give people a true hope for a better life when they're dealing with chronic heart disease.
Well, God bless you
both.
That's
where I am. That's where I am, and that she's done so much to change my life. I'm so thankful.
Well, Thomas, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your experiences with our listeners out across America, indeed all across the world. God bless both of you, and we'll
God bless you.
We'll look forward to talking to you next month again. Bye bye, Sharon.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Sharon.
Good night.
Take care.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to be doing open lines the rest of this evening because there's so many things to talk about. But it'll be what you want to talk about. Our telephone number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Would you like to talk about what's going on over in Europe, where, of course, the investors there are really frightened to death that Greece is going to drop out of the euro with the destruction of the banking system over there? And if that happens because of the derivatives that so many of our major banks are holding, and we're talking, well, here in the United States, probably something in the neighborhood of 250 to 300 trillion dollars in derivatives. There's only $600 trillion in derivatives, and about half of those are held by the three major American banks. This would just devastate our banking system. They say these banks are too big to fail. Well, don't you worry. Our government will simply create the money out of nothing and back them up. So give us a call. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what's happening in the pharmaceutical industry or medicine, or give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like right here at Radio Liberty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
God bless.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our open lines, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you listen to the radio or watch television or read the articles that you'll see in leading financial journals, or even read most of the things that are put out by the very knowledgeable conservatives, they always have all the logical explanations for what's going on today. Oh, yes, certainly we know that the banks are holding tremendous sums of money, and if they were simply lent it out, you can't have a robust economy if the banks aren't lending money. And yet the banks are not lending money, and they're holding several trillion dollars in assets, but they won't lend the money. No, they'll lend it maybe to the big corporations and to the hedge funds, but they're not going to lend it to the little guy starting a business. And that's where 60-70% of our the business in the country takes place. And then, of course, we know that the major corporations are sitting on trillions of dollars, which, if it were being invested, would, of course, stimulate the economy. You have to understand that, as we often start our program by saying, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. Now, why is it that the major American corporations are not investing? Oh, well, they have political uncertainty, they tell us. They don't know what's going to happen. They don't know who's going to win the presidential race. They don't know what's going to happen to the Bush tax cuts, which will be certainly all removed at the beginning of January next year. And then, of course, what's going to happen down the line? Are we going to begin taxing dividends? Are we going to raise a capital gains tax? And the reason that industry isn't investing at this time is because nobody knows what the future holds. Well, all of this sounds very, very good. It sounds like logical explanations, but it really isn't true. You cannot understand anything going on today unless you understand the Brotherhood of Darkness and certainly the banking system and the corporate structure of our country are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a small group of people who tie into the front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891, and, of course, that eventually formed the Council on Foreign Relations in 1921, formed the Royal Institute for International Affairs in England and throughout the Commonwealth Nations in 1919. And it is these people who control the banks and control the major corporations and control the leadership of both political parties, have their people planted in key positions, the military, control the banking industry, the corporations control, have infiltrated our religious organization, our educational organizations. They control the tax-exempt foundations and the media, and they ultimately control our reality. They have their agents planted in literally every major publishing house, and certainly we've had this from a number of sources. I mean, to get a book published and widely circulated in America, why, you just can't get it. If certainly it's something they don't want you to know, and certainly they, as far as the current election process, they've rigged this against Ron Paul. They've got the people planted in the election and voting offices across the country. I think they even have them planted in Ron Paul's campaign. I know personally I'd called and asked to donate, and there was nobody there, left my telephone number. Never got a call back about donation. I called and asked if I could help. I said they never got a call back. I contacted them, Ron Paul's campaign, at least 10 times, and Sydney, and told them we had a network of radio stations, about 70 of them, or we'd love to get Mr. Paul onto those stations so he could get his message out to a group of people who would be very likely to support him and provide finances. Never got one response. I've talked to a couple of people, but it was very obvious they work for the Ron Paul campaign, and they had no intention of putting Ron Paul on. I've talked to people from other conservative talk shows such similar to mine, and they've had a similar experience in recent months. But this is how the system works. They have infiltrated all of our conservative organizations, or almost all of them. They've infiltrated our liberal organizations. They've infiltrated our religious organizations. It's not simply by accident that the leader of the National Association of Evangelical Christians, with 30 million members, was a cocaine-smoking homosexual named Ted Haggard, who used his position to undermine Christianity. It's not just by chance that the hierarchy of the Catholic Church has people who encourage both hemophilia, pedophilia, and homosexuality and sexual immorality at the highest echelons of the Catholic Church. These things don't happen just by accident, any more than the current downtrend in the economy. For some reason, they picked this time in history to bring down our economic system. And you must understand that it would be very easy to get the economy going again if the banks were lending money, if the major corporations were investing. But they're all controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And you need to get my book if you haven't read it. Well, right now, of course, let me mention that this is Open Lines. We want to hear what you have to say, or if you have any question or comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And why at this time? Well, all I can say is Tom Horn's written a fascinating book. It's called Petrus Romanus. And it's certainly that's for Peter, the Roman, and he is to be the last pope in the Catholic Church. And I have had a feeling for many years, I've been at this for 50 years, and I've finally come to the conclusion that everything is on a timeline. Everything is planned ahead of time. They ordinarily are able to anticipate what is going to happen, and that they're not always right. Once in a while, they've made mistakes. Certainly, this group wanted to bring forth the Antichrist in the 1920s, and of course, they weren't able to pull it off. They wanted to bring him out in the 1980s, 1981, 1982, when Benjamin Graham paid for expensive advertisements in publications all across America announcing the imminent arrival of the Antichrist, or this world ruler, as it were, and it just didn't pan out. But I have a feeling that this time they're working, and they've coordinated this thing. Everything is in place. Now, what's going to happen later this year, I do not know. But of course, as you know, the ancient Mayan prophecies, why would they have picked the year 2012? I don't know, but they did. But it's not only the ancient Mayan prophecies, it's the ancient Aztec prophecies. It's the ancient Himalayan prophecies. It's the writings in the Zohar, the ancient Jewish writings. There was a Catholic a bishop who, writing back in the 1100s, talked about this time of the year 2012, and more recently, why Catholic experts have talked about the year 2012. Even some of the Protestants have talked about this year, and we're talking about Protestants writing 300 years ago. Does that mean that the Lord is coming? I don't think so. I think it means we're going to have some cataclysmic events, and how they're all going to tie together, I don't know. But I have a feeling this is all following a plan, all following a script. And I believe that script comes from the Luciferian movement, which is alive and well in America today. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I hope you'll get it. And if you don't have the funds for it, go to my website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And just scroll down to where it says videos and scroll down there. The first video you're going to see is called the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you can stand watching me talk for 2 hours, you'll learn a great deal. And certainly, my book is available by calling 1-800-544-8927, or it's up on Kindle at certainly you can pull it down from there at a very reduced price. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Robert, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Robert. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. My voice is a little raspy. I'm just getting over a cold. But all in all, considering the shape I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like you're in good shape. Hey, I was just wondering a couple of things. Is Bob Chapman, are you planning on having him on the show anytime soon? Or
well, I would love to have Bob, but he is seriously ill, and he does not want us to discuss what his illness is, and so we will honor that, although some people have come out and discussed this, and you could probably find it on the Internet, but we will honor Bob's request not to talk about his illness other than to say that he is seriously ill and, for the time being, why he's unavailable to be on a radio program. I will tell you that we pray for him every evening at dinner, and I hope that you and our audience would pray for Bob and to help him through this difficult time in his life. Bob is a little younger than I am, probably about 80 years old, somewhere in there. But he's certainly given his life in this battle, and he has certainly helped a lot of people position themselves for the catastrophic events, which I think will soon be upon us. So again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but I've written to Bob and told him anytime he feels up to being on the program, we want to have him back again. That's all I can tell you.
Love to hear from him. So what do you think the next move is going to be in Greece there? What do you think they're going to do? I'll hear what you say, and I'll tell you what I think is going to happen.
All right. I think that we will be able to tell what their plan is by what happens. Now, if they want to topple the system, they will certainly refuse to give Greece any more loans unless they follow their agreement on austerity. I don't think the Greeks are going to do that. So basically, the elite have two choices. Give Greece the money and keep them in the European currency and let this whole thing just quiet on down. And certainly, just print up a couple of $1 trillion and give it to Spain and to Italy. And everything would just quiet down for a few years. Same problems would be there, the massive debts, but they can get us through this. On the other hand, if I am correct, that this is on a timetable and that they are going to bring the whole thing down now, they will refuse to provide the funds for Greece. Greece then will pull out of the euro and bring down the whole of the financial system of Europe. So we're going to know after the next month or two which choice the elite have, because you see, this has nothing to do with finances. It has nothing to do with logic. There is this brotherhood that's out there that runs things both in America and over in Europe. And remember, Cindy, they had a problem in Greece. They needed a new premier. What happened? they appointed a man named Papademos from the Trilateral Commission. Italy needed a new premier. They appointed him. His name was Mario Monti from the Trilateral Commission. They're in total control of everything going over there. Now, Papademos was voted out. The new gentleman who came in, it sounds like they're going to have another election. It's going to be in early June, but believe me, they're in control. They control both the conservative and the liberal movement. And any idea that this is going to respond to democratic pressures is just wishful thinking. It's all controlled. We just need to figure out which way they want it to go. Anything else?
I think that they're going to inflate. They're going to go ahead and inflate. But the thing is, and that's kind of, I think, what you were getting at as well.
Just speak up just a little bit louder there, if you would.
I think they're going to go ahead and inflate the currency and get the get some more inflation, get some more printed up money into the Greek bank, and let this thing get sustained even further. That's really the only thing that they can do. And
unless they want to bring it down, and that you're absolutely right. They'd get inflation if they did that, but they're not worried about inflation. They've been living with it for a long time. And so we'll be able to tell, what their goal is by whether or not they simply print up the money and inflate their way out, or whether they let the whole thing come down. This is why it's really so exciting, because we know what the average person doesn't know. The average person in positions of power in Europe, the average people in positions of power here. Go ahead.
The question I have for you, how can they inflate without angering the other countries that have been responsible, like Germany? How would Germany just sit by and let them do that? I guess it's kind of the way that they bail out, they're bailing out.
They will just tell Germany this is what we're going to do, and then they'll vote Mrs. Merkel out, but they'll put somebody else in that they control. I mean, she is subservient to them. She will do what she is told to do. It has nothing to do with what the people want. The people there want simply a responsible government. They do not want the inflation. They're fearful of inflation. They've had two bouts of inflation during the last century. The German people will be furious, and they'll get rid of Mrs. Merkel, and nothing will change, because they control both political parties in Germany and in France and in Italy and in Spain and in Greece. It's all controlled and manipulated. Hang on there. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Robert.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
And calling from Union Gap in Washington, he says that they thinks that the Catholic Church is playing an important part in this move towards world government, and it really is. But, of course, the Protestant churches as well, and many of course leaders of the Protestant church are going right along with this whole idea of globalism. And certainly the man that Time magazine has named the leader of the Protestant church, now that Billy Graham is gone, a man named Rick Warren, has embraced these globalistic ideas. Hey, well, Stephen, we're out of time. We'll be doing open lines next week, so be sure to call in, okay?
Okay, thanks, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. Yes, we have a few advertisers, but certainly, and right now, of course, we can take on one or two more. If you're in a position to advertise with Radio Liberty, fine. But we're very selective in who we do carry because we want to make sure the product is legitimate. But this certainly it does pays only a small part of our expenses since we have to buy time on radio stations across America. However, we do have close to 70 outlets of one type or another, radio stations, internet, satellite, shortwave, and certainly we're very fortunate that we're having some help from WWCR so we can maintain our coverage. And but we do need your help if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family or to advertise with us. And somebody called the other day and promised to send me a proposition on advertising. I haven't seen that at all. I hope they got the right address, but certainly we wanted to know about what the products, and if I don't think the product is worthwhile, we certainly, no matter certainly what we're offered, we're not going to carry it. Under any circumstances, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. We have a new DVD. It just came out finally 2 days ago. It's the talk I gave last October at our conference. It's called Population Control, the Covert Agenda. And it's so difficult to understand so much of what's going on today unless you understand there is a massive campaign of population control. Have you ever wondered why, of course, we started a war on cancer back in the 1970s. We have more cancer today than we had then. Well, it's all about population control. They're not trying to stop the spread of cancer. In fact, they're doing everything they can to foment it and to block effective treatments. And I can give you instance after instance where they've known of effective treatments that have actively been suppressed. For instance, GlaxoSmithKline put out $720 million for a product that was Resveratrol product that would prolong life. And after spending a few months working with it, they just put it on a shelf and decided not to develop it. $720 million for a product that doesn't work? No, I don't believe that for 1 minute. They know very well it's still work. In my estimation, they do not want a product that will maintain life. They want a product that will actually make people ill, like Lipitor and the statin drugs did far more harm than good. And we have an excellent four-tape set on Lipitor. We have an excellent four-tape set on, pardon me, on statin drugs. We have a book on statin drugs. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talks on, or hear my talks on, population control, and let me recommend my latest one, Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Then, of course, you can listen to my talk on planned population reduction. Certainly my talk on Nundare College Genocide. You can read our treatise on the Population Control Agenda. It's available on the Internet. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We'll be back in just a moment with William Greig right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Greig. William, how are you tonight?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to be with you.
Well, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
We have to talk about a number of leading indicators or really acute symptoms of what is the terminal crisis of the system that we're living in right now. Certainly what's happened in Chicago attendant to the NATO summit is a museum quality exhibit of what we can expect in the future when you turn large portions of one of the largest cities in the world, one of the more important cities in the United States, certainly, into an armed camp that is being managed literally on terms of military occupation. You have preemptive arrests of suspected troublemakers, fabrication of plots through the use of agents provocateur and planted evidence. And all this is being done attendant to a summit that is really an operational meeting of the de facto world army. That's what the NATO alliance is. Its military is, for all intents and purposes, the military arm of the United Nations. That really is sort of a multi-layered confection of globalist ugliness, post-constitutional, post-capitalist ugliness, sort of like a Napoleon pastry. We have different layer, several layers stacked together of different flavors of the same ugly thing. But Chicago is a harbinger, a portent of what we're likely to see, not merely in Europe, probably first in Europe, as the pustule that is Greece explodes and takes down a large section of the infrastructure of the Eurozone. We expect to see the same thing, of course, being propagated very quickly to the Iberian Peninsula, with Spain and Portugal being perhaps next on the list to become sort of ulcerated lesions on this artificial construct called the European Union. But we're going to be seeing the same things happening here in the United States, which really, in terms of how it's operated and managed, rather than what our founding documents would dictate, would ordain, rather, is very much akin to the European Union in terms of scope, geography, in terms of the corporatist socialist system that prevailed for decades here. You're seeing what's happening in California as being sort of analogous to what's going on in Greece, but the specific case study I wanted to focus on briefly is one that we touched on before. That's what's happening in Detroit. Detroit, of course, at one point had been sort of the diadem in our industrial economy. It had been sort of the exhibit, the marquee caliber star of our industrial economy in terms of innovation. You had mass production being tried out and perfected in Detroit. More importantly, the idea of people being attached to an industrial concern that would provide them with a living wage. Henry Ford, whatever his weaknesses or eccentricities, thought that it was a good idea to be able to build a car that people could afford to drive and then pay people a wage that would let them enjoy the blessing of being able to buy a car that they would produce. And Detroit for decades had been sort of the microcosm of the American dream, and now it's become an economic moonscape and an outright dystopia that I think is something of a portent of our very near future, which is a horrible, horrible thought once we understand what's going on there.
Well, I think it's a horrible thing, but if you've seen pictures of what's going on in Greece and Detroit, you see just whole areas of the city totally decimated, being actually abandoned, and in large areas being actually torn down systematically.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dad, we were just talking about what's happened in Detroit and about how the street lights have been broken and don't function. Are they going to have to simply come up with a lot of money? Are they going to try to keep half the street lights and the other half simply going to do away with them? This will be areas you wouldn't dare go out at nighttime. They're beginning to tear down and bulldoze down large segments of this once great American city. Basically, of course, what you're seeing, and people really don't understand it, it's almost surreal, is the progressive destruction of the infrastructure of our society. When it was beginning to talk about Colorado Springs, and even Colorado Springs is having difficulty, but let me explain to you what this is really all about. There is a master plan. It's called Agenda 21. The whole purpose of Agenda 21, it is the master plan for the 21st century put out by the elite who runs us. I have certainly even put a little mnemonic to this. It's called WREC, W-R-E-C-K. There's a worldwide movement, and they want, of course, to destroy our religion. They want to destroy our economy. They want to destroy our currency, W-R-E-C-K, and then K. They want to kill off the majority of the people in the world, and people look at you and say, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of. Who in their right mind would want to wreck the economy of an American city or of a whole society? And I would say, who indeed? And yet look and see what American policy has done to Rhodesia. In 1974, 1977, when we lived in Africa, Rhodesia was a beautiful example of black and white living together and prospering. Rhodesia was a first world nation. Today, it is a third world nation. Same thing has happened in Iraq. At the end of the war over there, second Gulf War lasted just a few days. Why? Because the Iraq economy, which had been booming before, was still intact. So we sent over Paul Bremer from the Council on Foreign Relations. He fired the people who took care of the public utilities, electricity, water, sewage. They closed down the factories. They simply closed down the schools. They destroyed within a few weeks the whole entire infrastructure of the society. And today in Iraq, of course, is not the occasion we get blackouts. No, you'll occasionally get electricity. They want to destroy the industrial base of Iraq. They succeeded. They destroyed the basic things that you need for a civilized society. Here in the United States, they're doing everything they can to destroy our supplies of electricity. Basically, they're tearing down dams across America. They've already torn down several hundred dams. Why? So that we won't have access to hydroelectric electricity. They now want to, of course, to do away with nuclear power. And, of course, they have done everything they could to block our to actually create a situation where we would hate to have large amounts of nuclear fuel stored close to large cities, either in metal containers rusting through or in pools, and we did the same thing. We occupied Japan. We would not let them do it. It's logical. What is logical to do with the spent nuclear fuel? Why reprocess it, of course, like they do in France? Oh, we couldn't do that. Oh, well, we could spend $2 or $3 billion to build a place in the Nevada desert where we can store the nuclear fuel. But they don't know what's going to happen in 100,000 years. We've estimated it to be safe for 25,000. But because we can't tell you what's going to happen 50 to 100,000 years from now, why, of course, we're not allowed to store it there. So what do? Why, we store nuclear fuel in pools or in the receptacles. And if there's any sort of a problem and that nuclear plant is close to a city, why the whole thing will break down. There'll be massive nuclear contamination. We can point to that, and then we're going to have to phase out nuclear energy like they're doing in Germany. And then, of course, we can't produce electricity from fossil fuels because of global warming. But the real purpose is they want to do away with our use of electricity, drive up the cost so high we can't use it, because they want to deindustrialize America. And when you understand that they want to wreck our economy, it all makes sense. But we'll be talking more about that in my paper I'm delivering at the Conspiracy Conference, and that'll be available shortly. Go right ahead, please, William.
When you're talking about deindustrialization, obviously Detroit is a really good environment in which to have that discussion, because it had made its global reputation for mass production, the industrial production of automobiles, and then later on, of course, converted to use for production of war material during World War II. But the other element of what you're talking about, Dr. Stan, in terms of the Agenda 21 and then the Global Habitat Agenda, which is a concomitant part of the UN's plans for humanity, is the forced draft urbanization of people into increasingly tighter areas where they can be controlled more readily. And that's something that's going on in Detroit. This Bloomberg news piece had a phrase that leapt off the screen at me when I read it. It was from Chris Brown, who's the chief operating officer, presumably part of this board that's now going to be running the city under Mayor Dave Bing, talking about the fact that the plan in Detroit would have sparsely populated swaths unlit in a community of 713,000 people that covers more area than Boston, Buffalo, and San Francisco combined. Because this is a very, very large urban area. Vacant property and parks account for 37 square miles, according to city planners. And Chris Brown said the following: you have to identify those neighborhoods where you want to concentrate your population. You repeat that phrase. Where you want to concentrate your population. When you see the word concentrate in proximity to population, you're talking about the model that was tested out under the imperial rulers in such places as turn of the 20th century Cuba and the Philippines and, of course, what would become Rhodesia. When you had the Boer War at the turn of the 20th century, the Brits created this charming model called the reconcentration village or the reconcentration camp. That's where we get the phrase concentration camp after a couple of generations. The same thing, something similar actually, was done by the Spaniards when they were occupying, we should call them the Spanish rather than the Spaniards, when they were occupying Cuba and the Philippines. And exactly the same thing was done by the United States after the invasion and occupation of the Philippines. They created reconcentration camps in order to deal with the rest of populations that didn't want to take to the yoke of the American version of empire, seeing as how they'd just thrown out the Spanish version. They didn't really want to become subjects to another distant foreign imperial power. You know, people are funny that way. We don't like to be ruled by foreigners. If we're Americans, we shouldn't want to be ruled by anybody, quite frankly. Governed is one thing, but to be ruled is completely unacceptable. But when you use the phrase concentration here with respect to population dynamics in a situation of the sort that you see in Detroit, there is a certain connotation to that that we simply can't afford to ignore, particularly in light of the fact, once again, as this article points out, that you're talking about a process that is more advanced than but similar to what's going on in such cities as Colorado Springs, Santa Rosa, and Rockford, Illinois. I'd like to say if one thing happens, it may be an anomaly, one unusual but striking thing. If it happens twice, it's a coincidence, but three or more examples, you have a pattern. So you have four cities mentioned here, three in addition to Detroit, where you have this idea of municipal utilities and the withdrawal of public services as a way of defining the population dynamics of a large city. And the fact that Colorado Springs is mentioned here is, once again, something that really leapt off the screen at me, because there is a very large, very well-developed, very powerful, very well-organized Agenda 21 elite in Colorado that is consciously promoting the so-called sustainable development model. It's really metastasized into the very marrow of Colorado's civic and academic and economic elite, in addition to the political class. And so these are people, I suspect, that by way of affinity and quite possibly by way of conscious collaboration are working on this model of so-called sustainable development, the management of humanity like a resource that has to be kept in equipoise with the rest of the biosphere through the application of stern and authoritarian measures if necessary. And an environmental catastrophe, of course, actually an economic collapse, offers them a splendid pretext, a splendid crisis on which to capitalize. And Marie Strong, who's one of the major players in this underworld of the overlords, if you will, the overlords from the underworld, is a pretty good way of describing what these people are. A number of decades ago, was talking about the idea that a financial collapse would be necessary in order to provide a suitable opportunity to bring about the rebooting of humanity in a more sustainable way. And, of course, Mr. Strong is very comfortable in the rarefied orbit of other people from the Rockefeller interests and other elements of this this occult brotherhood, if you will, this partially submerged elite, who will be treated very well in this hyper-feudalist system they're envisioning. These people, of course, never lack for anything when they're imposing these privations and sacrifices on others. Dr. Stan, it's interesting you mentioned what happened in Iraq under the Coalition Provisional Authority under Terry Bremer, and then before that, of course, under the Occupational Authority. They were doing to the Iraqis in a much more aggressive and bloody way the same kind of things that we see happening here in this country in terms of, as you pointed out, the strip mining of their industrial society and the reduction of this people to a state of dependency. And it's worth studying what was done and what has continued to be done in Iraq by the same people who are the architects of this new system that's being imposed upon us. Those are lessons that we're going to learn in very painful and tragic ways, I'm afraid.
And because Mr. Bremer came from the Council on Foreign Relations, he was sent to Iraq to destroy that nation. He carried out his assignment very, very well. They knew exactly what they were doing. But to this day, the people of America and Iraq have no idea.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine, Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
New Williams said he's talking about if you wanted to destroy the infrastructure of Iraq, why, of course, say you would, of course, take over the country and then you would send over a young man just out of college with no knowledge, no background, and much of anything, and give them totalitarian power to remake this society, which had been systematically destroyed by Mr. Carl Bremer, but had been sent over by George Bush for just that purpose. Mr. Bremer, of course, coming in, representing the Council on Foreign Relations and what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, simply fired everybody who had to do with delivery of electricity, so there was no electricity. Everybody had to do with the delivery of water to the homes, so there was no water. Everything that had to do with the sewage, there was no sewage. They closed down the factories. There were a couple of 100,000 people working in government factories. They closed down the schools, or they tried to close down the schools. They destroyed the whole infrastructure of society, and it's never been restored. And today in Iraq, it's not that they have intermittent brownouts and blackouts. No, they have intermittent power. Go right ahead.
Exactly. What's happened is new normal here is a society, or not even really a society, is a geographic region where people are deprived of the essentials, and everything that they depend on is rationed by a successor regime to Saddam that is just as nasty, just as vicious as Saddam ever was. And this follows, you know, 12 years of embargoes and sanctions and intermittent bombing that in and of themselves didn't succeed in destroying the residue of Iraq's civic life, which is, of course, been almost completely destroyed by virtue of the invasion, the war, the occupation, and then the reign of the Tyros. Tyro is a word, I believe, of Scottish or Gaelic derivation, refers to a presumptuous child. And that's pretty much what you had here. You had a tyrocracy, a group of college students who had no knowledge, no practical knowledge at all, no insight, no wisdom, no experience. But they were let loose as the architects of this disaster, and that was deliberate. They wanted to have a disaster, so they hired the right people to bring this about. What happened, though, Dr. Chan, is that they trained up an entire generation of future middle managers who will be doing the same thing here in the United States.
And I think that's so important. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they have a stated purpose and goal. They want to restrict our access to electricity. They want to restrict our access to water. And this is why they're tearing out dams all across America. Why would you want to tear out dams? This is a symbol of modern civilization. Why? Because these people believe that modern civilization is the problem. They believe there are too many people in the world, that people are the problem, and they want to eliminate most of them. And you say that's crazy talk. Well, if you get the material that's available, my treatise on the planned population reduction or the population control agenda, you'll find out that these people openly talk about the necessity of eliminating almost everyone in the world today, people like Ted Turner, who wants to eliminate 95% of the world's population, people like Jacques de Molay, who talked openly about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. But of course, you're never going to read about this in the newspaper because the newspapers are controlled. And the last thing they want is for the American people to understand that they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our children. But few people care. They're poisoning the forests, and they're poisoning the trees, and they're even putting out material that pesticides that's killing the bees. And what do you want to hear the rest of the ditty? You'll have to hear my talk. We're going to be giving it on the 3rd of June there at the conspiracy conference. You go right ahead with them.
Yes, I think that the other element of this that you talk about, where we're discussing the destruction of dams and the rewilding of large tracts of the United States, particularly up here in the Midwest, or the upper Northwest, rather. You're talking about grizzlies, you're talking about the reintroduction of wolves. There's also a project called Road Rip that devoted to shutting down access to so-called wilderness areas, impeding thereby the not merely the access to wilderness, but also main thoroughfares that are used for the delivery of food. And so we're talking about, once again, the creation of this archipelago of managed urban centers that would be presided over by this oligarchical elite. It's going to be really nasty if these plans are realized, and we can see a lot of them taking shape right before our eyes.
In fact, they want us to close down the forested areas. You can't get into it, so when the fires come, there's no way to access it, no way to get in to put out the fires. As someone once said, we don't want to let them burn, we want to make them burn.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChileProperties.com. That's SouthernChileProperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita,
at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Newborn children in and around Fallujah that seem to be directly related, and once again, correlation is not causation. I understand that, nor am I a medical doctor, but when you see the amount of depleted uranium munitions that were used in that concentrated area, and you see this sudden spike in absolutely horrifying fetal deformities, I can't help but think that there is a connection here.
Well, we have a wonderful DVD put out by our friend Joyce Riley. It's called Beyond Treason. It's the story of depleted uranium. It's one of the most powerful DVDs I've ever seen. Everybody should get it. Furthermore, I have seen the report from the Veterans Administration as to what happened to the young men we sent over to fight for freedom in the first Gulf War. Now, of course, it's been taken down, but we actually have copies of the Veterans Administration report we got from the Veterans Administration. And as of about 3 years ago, of these young healthy men who went over to fight in the Gulf War, 695,000 of them, young, healthy people in the prime of life, 80,000 of them are no longer living. 80,000 are no longer living, because once we began commenting on that, they immediately pulled this down on the internet, but we do have it available through Radio Liberty. 80,000 are no longer living. We're pushing well over 10% of them have died. This could not happen, certainly actuarially, if it
no.
Basically, if that sort of thing were happening, the insurance companies would all go bankrupt. But of course, we killed our men, and we killed them intentionally. Not in the battle, but in what happened afterwards. And the Gulf War illness, I mean, this was the Veterans Administration's own report available, of course, to Radio Liberty. The Gulf War illness, of course, mortality from the Veterans Administration, and that was about 3 years ago, never again to appear on the internet. Go right ahead, William.
Well, by way of attaching another train, attaching another caboose to that train of thought, if you will, it's interesting that you take a look at the policy changes that are quietly but visibly being made with respect to the growing problem of military suicide, which is becoming an even larger cause of death than anything having to do with physical injuries attendant to the battlefield experience in the Gulf and in the second Iraq War and in Afghanistan. We have a horrible number of recently discharged or furloughed military people who are taking their lives, often doing so in the context of acts of violence that injure or kill their loved ones or their close associates. That's one big problem. There is a piece I saw in the Marine Times today talking about how the Marine Corps is bracing for a potential, I think epidemic might not be an inappropriate word, of domestic violence and child abuse among Marines who are being demobilized following their service in multiple tours in Iraq. Afghanistan. These are some of the radiating consequences of an unjust and unnecessary war. That's one of the reasons why the Bible refers to war as a curse, never celebrated as something that's worthwhile in the sense of of a grand and glorious achievement. It's a punishment for sin. Even a war that is fought for just purposes, to righteous ends, and even a war in which people try to obey the laws of war that are they're grounded and rooted in eternal principles, even if you have a war of that sort, very, very rarely do you ever find a record of such. Even that war is a curse. It's not something that should be looked upon with pride and with a sense of satisfaction. Of course, we're going to be getting a full barrage of government-aligned war propaganda in anticipation of Memorial Day a couple of days from now. And we're going to be told, it's interesting, the way that the media reinforces the idea that the state is the measure of all good things, the state is our divine provider, because when you have events of this sort, Earth Day is becoming another event of this kind as well. There's at least as much effort to make of these state-centered so-called holy days a deal that's as big as, for instance, Easter would be, or perhaps even Christmas, minus the idea of commercializing them. I mean, that these things are genuinely holy, I think, to the people who are the self-appointed arbiters of sound opinion. But we're going to be given, of course, the full blast, the full treatment here of how we should have a certain type of pious solemnity in talking about Memorial Day, celebrating the accomplishments of the government that dispatches these men and women. That's the other thing about this. Women is part of the proposition now, part of the equation. Overseas to kill people that have posed no threat to us and done us no injury. But in the course of doing so, of course, they're strengthening this secret government that you talked about, Dr. Stan, and perfecting the means of regimenting our lives here at home. And, of course, blowing through huge amounts of money, huge amounts of capital. It's all wasted. It's all sunk cost. There's nothing about war that represents profit to anybody, except for those, of course, who are at the top of the pyramid and who are presuming to rule the rest of us. But these are all part of the same equation, the very important parts of the same equation. We're talking about the reduction of the population or the cultivation of dysgenic tendencies within the population at large. You can go back and take a look at, oh, for heaven's sake, I think it was probably Sophocles, who said that war is dysgenic. He didn't use the term dysgenic, but he said it takes the brave and it leaves the coward. You take a look at the people who are at the top of the political structure here and compare them to the type of people you were just describing a minute or two ago, Dr. Stan, who succumbed to this Gulf War affliction. You don't see how this is something that has touched the lives of the scions of the wealthy dynastic families, the Kennedys, at least the modern Kennedys. I mean, of course, Joseph Kennedy Jr. and JFK both fought in World War II. And from what I understand, Joseph Kennedy Jr. is probably the cream of that not terribly promising crop. But the contemporary Kennedys, you take a look at the Bushes, you take a look at the people who are becoming the ruling houses of our degenerate imperial structure. You know, they're not the sort of people who are dealing with the grief of the wars that they help to cultivate, let alone the maladies that are primary and secondary effects thereof. But these are all part of the same evil proposition. And the programs and policies that are field-tested overseas are being implemented here at home to the point where just within the last 3 weeks, of course, we've seen the leak of that Army field manual for civilian detention facilities. And this would include, of course, the forcible indoctrination or re-education of people who are considered to be sort of refractory enemies of the ruling class, the political state. And the original story was that this didn't apply to U.S. citizens, in spite of the fact that the literature specifically lists U.S. citizens as being subject to detention. We've talked about the NDAA and the provision that was incorporated in that measure last December, at the specific initiative of the Obama White House, that would apply the military detention and summary detention by presidential designation of U.S. citizens, that apply this to U.S. citizens. This is something that was subject to an amendment, a bipartisan amendment that was proposed about a week ago by a congressman from Michigan and a Republican congressman from Michigan and a Democrat congressman from Washington, and it was voted down. Primarily through the leadership and at the insistence of the the Republicans in the House of Representatives, but there was a superseding amendment that was passed, or that was proposed by the Democrat part of that dyad, that actually would have promoted the idea and provided money for the for propaganda initiatives conducted by the Department of Homeland Security and by the military, which are part of the same entity, you know, for all intents and purposes, here for domestic consumption. So even though he was, for whatever reason, opposed to the detention provisions of the NDAA, he wants to expand the Homeland Security State Pentagon role in forcibly, quite through the monopoly influence of the government aligned media, forcibly reconstructing how we view things, claiming jurisdiction over our thoughts and asserting the power to define what is acceptable perception of the affairs of government. That amendment stripping the NDAA of the detention provisions was taken out, was voted down rather, by the Congress. Just a few days after a federal judge in, I believe it was in the New York District Court, ruled that the detention provisions of the NDAA were unconstitutional. The reason why she did that, she enjoined that element of the National Defense Authorization because the Obama administration had admitted that activities protected by the First Amendment, the expression of opinion, the publication of critical assessments of foreign policy, national security affairs, the association of people with advocacy groups that oppose the foreign wars, domestic repression of the administration, all these things could be construed as the basis for summary detention of those who were thus engaged. The Obama administration admitted as much by explicitly refusing to say that those would not qualify when offered every reasonable chance to disavow the idea that somebody could be designated a material supporter of terrorism simply for opposing, for instance, the war in Iraq or the war in Afghanistan, or for opposing the use of drones, drone-fired missiles in places like Afghanistan and Pakistan and Somalia and heavily done well. The Obama administration refused to say that by making advocacy of that sort your habit, that you would not be subject to detention. In other words, for expressing the kind of sentiments that we're sharing this evening, Dr. Stan, by the Obama administration's own admitted standards, we could find ourselves liable to presidential designation as a material supporter of terrorism and be subject to military detention. That's why the U.S. District Judge in New York had slapped an injunction against that provision of the NDAA just a few days before Congress reiterated the provision concerning detention by refusing to strip them from the bill. And this, once again, is of immediate consequence, immediate relevance when we're talking about these policies that are designed to cattle pen us into manageable areas, beginning with what's going on with shutting down access to the border for those who want to leave the country with their wealth intact. We've got Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer, who's proposed a measure that would essentially shut down the border for somebody who wants to leave the country because of the potential threat of expropriation through confiscatory taxes. We have, as I mentioned last week, and I mentioned in the next edition of the newsletter, we have an increasing practice in this country of the Department of Homeland Security, the Transportation Security Administration. Of course, that's nothing more than a huge subsidized project to give full employment for perverts and child molesters, as we've seen. They're increasingly making their presence felt at every node of travel in this country. And when you don't have the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security conducting sweeps of bus stations, train stations, and highway checkpoints, you have highway checkpoints being set up with federal funds by agency task forces devoted to narcotics enforcement, or federally subsidized seatbelt checkpoints, or checkpoints for the purpose of conducting DUI examinations. Every one of these checkpoints is intended to impede one's freedom of movement and to subject individuals to the potentially disastrous scrutiny of people who are authorized among other things, to seize their property on a whim through asset forfeiture. There's horror stories of that sort that are abounding. And once again, in Detroit, we see how in 2003, beginning in 2003, when times started to get really tough there, all the municipal police forces and many of the sheriff's departments in and around the Detroit area, which once again is a very vast geographic space, began an orgy of civil asset forfeiture. In spite of the fact that there was no concomitant increase in the crime rate, these people were hauling in millions upon millions of dollars. And I think that it's quite commendable that I was able to find a quote from a police officer, actually Sergeant Dave Schreiner. He was the forfeiture unit. He was the head of the forfeiture unit in Canton Township. He said police departments right now are looking for ways to generate revenue, and forfeiture is a way to offset the cost of doing business. You'll find the departments doing more forfeitures than they used to because they've got to. They're running out of money, and they've got to find it somewhere.
Well, William, I think that's wonderful. I think we just have to let people understand what's going on. We're losing our freedom, and suddenly as the things get tighter and tighter, we're going to see more and more examples of them simply confiscating money because they need it to operate government. Before we go on, William, we're wanting to get out information on how people can get in touch with your blog, how people can get in touch with Republic Magazine, how people can get in touch with your PayPal button. So let's cover that because that's an important part of what we're doing tonight. Go ahead.
Appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My blog is called Pro Libertate, P-R-O-L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T-E. You can find that by typing that phrase into the search engine of your choice. Most likely that will be the first result at the top of the page. You can type in my name, William Grigg, and Pro Libertate would probably be the first result. If not the first, it'll be one of the top two or three. Type in William Grigg and Pro Libertate, the deadlock certainty that that's going to be the first result. Or you can go to freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. I mentioned Dr. Chan. There is a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay, and I really do appreciate everything that people have done to help support me and my family by way of donating to us. We do need your continued support. Things, of course, as you know, Dr. Stan, are very parlous right now. Our circumstances are very straitened and constrained, and anything that people can do to help is something that my family and I would really appreciate. We do appreciate your generosity. I also help manage and curate the Republic Magazine website. That's republicmagazine.com. I copy edit the hard copy of that publication, and I also curate the blog there, maintain it, expand it daily. republicmagazine.com. That's updated daily. Pro Libertate is updated once or twice a week, depending upon my schedule.
And, of course, William does, of course, write the Radio Liberty newsletter. Very appreciative of that. I need time for other things at this stage of my life. But, of course, if you're in a position to help him, there is a PayPal button at the bottom of every one of his publications, which he didn't want to put there. I had to really keep pressuring him over a period of about 6 weeks or 2 months before he finally would listen to me. And, of course, he's one of the largest sources of his income now. So if you're in a position to help him, he's a very important part of our team. God bless, and we'll be back in just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Oh,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Happens every day somewhere in the country.
Our guest has been William Greig. William, thank you so very much for being with us. We look forward to talking to you again next weekend. God bless you for everything you do.
God bless you, Doctor.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Certainly, you can reach us by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I've had numerous requests for information on Bob Chapman, who has been with us routinely for many years. And all I can tell you is that he's seriously ill. And we ask our listeners to pray for Bob Chapman, for his provision and his protection. And we do this on a daily basis. So please join us in that. And we just hope that Bob does get better and we can one day have him back with us. And then, of course, we want to mention we have a brand new DVD, just became available yesterday. It's a talk that I gave last October at the conference, Radio Liberty Conference, and it was called Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Population Control, the Covert Agenda, and you will be amazed when you see it. And we recommend it to you. Why, even though I'm the speaker, why I think it's a very, very apropos talk, and I think will help you to reach others with an understanding of what's going on today. I will, of course, comment. We're already making plans for our conference. It'll be this coming year, God willing, on the 21st of October at the same spot we've had it in the past. So it's a Sunday. Please put that aside. I'm sure the Lord will forgive you for coming to our conference on a Sunday. We find we get so much better turnout. It's so much easier for many of our attendees to get there. So 21st of October, we're going to have an exciting conference again this year. And as I said, we have the other talks from that last conference. Betty Martini on aspartame. Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering. Michael Shaw on Agenda 21. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And please go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And, of course, if you are in a position to contribute to Radio Liberty, why we'd love to hear from you. We've had a number of our supporters have been ill or they've lost their jobs and in the contracting economy. And I'm sure a lot more will before this is over. But if you are in a position to step forward in their place, our number is 1-800-544-8927. You can simply get our newsletter, or you get the four best tapes of the month, or you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, we did have somebody call just, I think, yesterday or the day before about advertising. They were going to get right back to us. We've never heard from them. So if they're out there in the audience listening, why, we hope that they'll try again or give us a call to our 800 number. Maybe something happened to our email system, whatever it would be. We haven't ever heard from them. So if you do have a product you'd like to advertise, then the advertising cost would be tax deductible. And the people who advertise with us, most of them have been with us for long periods of time and have an excellent result. So again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for our ministers that they'll have the courage to speak out on what's going on, to pray for our leaders, to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and for Cindy Chuck Crismeyer and for Ron Paul, pray for Bob Chapman, but please, please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection until next week. May the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 25 May 2012. Here comes the weekend, and this time it's